Morbidology is a weekly true crime podcast hosted by me, Emily G. Thompson, author of Unsolved Child Murders, Cults Uncovered, and co-author of Unsolved Murders, True Crime Cases Uncovered.
911 emergency.
My son shot my husband. I need an ambulance. He's bleeding.
Using investigative research combined with primary audio, including 911 calls, interviews, and trial testimony, Morbidology takes a look at some of the world's most heinous murders.
Do you know why you're here?
For a home invasion gone terribly wrong.
Listen to Morbidology now on Apple, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever else you get podcasts.
Warning. The following podcast may contain descriptions that some listeners may find distressing. Listener discretion is advised. Any views are all our own and do not in any way reflect the places where we work.
Welcome to Mini Mad or Bad.
My name is Rachel.
And I'm Neil. And this week on Mini Mad or Bad, we will be discussing the psychological phenomenon of the Stockholm Syndrome.
So Stockholm Syndrome is sometimes called trauma bonding, and is defined as a psychological tendency of a hostage to bond with, identify with, or sympathise with his or her captor. Simply put, this can occur when someone who is held against their will starts to have positive feelings towards the person holding them captive. Psychologists have and continue to debate its causation. It is common to think that only long-term hostages exhibit the symptoms of Stockholm Syndrome. We'll talk about some of the symptoms later on. However, new research believes that this is actually not the case. Rather than the actual duration of captivity, it is the captive's perceived intensity of their experience that is the predominant factor in whether they experience Stockholm Syndrome.
Another commonly held myth is that Stockholm Syndrome is more likely in situations where the captor physically abuses their hostage. However, some psychologists believe it is more likely to occur in situations where the captor does not actually physically abuse their hostage. They believe that the mere threat of physical abuse, thus a form of mental or psychological abuse, more commonly leads to Stockholm Syndrome. Captors, as well as the captive's perceived threat of physical abuse, may use emotional manipulation to help control the person being captive. Captives have been in cases persuaded that the outside world is more dangerous and that the captor is also a victim too. I'm not saying it's the world's best film, but we saw a film, didn't we, Rachel, yesterday on
Amazon Prime.
It was about, we'll come on to talk a little bit about this. I think it was dramatised, wasn't it?
It was highly dramatised. I mean, it was a dark comedy, but it touched on...
Well, Stockholm Syndrome.
Was it called
Stockholm Syndrome?
No.
I think it was called
The Captor.
Yeah, it had Matt... is it Matt Dillon? Matt Damon's a...
It was good. You walked out halfway through, though, so yeah. I don't think you thought it was that good.
Well, it wasn't in a cinema. I left the area. I left the room. I left the lounge.
But, you know, if you're interested in this topic, it might be a light-hearted way of kind of seeing how it rolls out in real life, I guess. Yeah.
Although causation for Stockholm Syndrome is highly debated amongst psychologists, most cases are actually about survival instinct at its very core.
It's like self-preservation, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you can identify with the person who has captured you, then...
Well, I suppose, you just think, like, we've got more
keep,
of a chance
and
of
And you kind of keep your enemies closer, then...
Keep them sweet, So, as Rachel just touched on there, the victims attach themselves, or attempt to, attach themselves emotionally to the captor as a means of self-preservation. What psychologists are clear about, however, is that this does not involve any conscious choice on the part of the victim at all.
I was quite surprised by that. I didn't realise that, actually.
Yeah,
it was like an unconscious thing. I thought it was more of a, like...
I guess there's levels of Stockholm Syndrome, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
If you're abducted or, you know, someone got hold of you, you try and kind of keep them sweet. And it depends how far it goes along, doesn't it?
I guess, yeah, that's... probably not Stockholm Syndrome because it's conscious.
Just,
and it's just your way of trying to... you know, relieve the situation, but it's when it's to the point where actually people don't even realise that they're doing it. It's that real emotional attachment, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean that's obviously much more, isn't it? But yeah, you're not conscious of it getting to that level. Yeah.
Crazy. I can't imagine like feeling like that.
Well, no.
I mean, you have captured my heart.
Thank you, my love. are you saying it's...
It's unconscious.
No, you're saying you're a victim of Stockholm syndrome. Jesus.
Hey there, mad or bad listeners. We wanted to say a massive thank you to Lena Creamer for sponsoring this episode of Mad or Bad. Do you wish you could have a guilt-free, healthy and tasty coffee creamer? Look no more. Lena Creamer is here for you. Lena Creamer is a delicious non-dairy creamer for your coffee with the additional function of reducing your appetite, which may lead to weight loss. And they all sound so yummy. Available in flavours such as mocha, matcha, peppermint mocha and pumpkin spice. What's not to love? Lena Creamer really is such a healthy alternative to traditional creamers. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, lactose-free and has no trans fats. It has no artificial flavours, no high fructose corn syrup and no hydrogenated soybean oils. Now here's for the science. Made with coconut oil, Lena Creamer has medium and long chain fatty acids which help in taking off excessive weight. It increases the body's metabolic rate by removing stress on the pancreas, thereby burning more energy and helping weight loss goals. It also helps in healthy functioning of the thyroid and endocrine system. How cool is that? So shop Lena Creamer today at www.lenacreamer.com and get 15% off with our promo code MAD15.
Hello, Mad or Bad listeners. We wanted to take a little time to say a massive thank you to Best Fiends for sponsoring this episode of Mad or Bad.
So let's talk a little bit about Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a great puzzle game that you can play on your phone, whether online or offline. I'm really enjoying collecting all my cute little characters, and also I feel like I'm actually challenging my baby brain on a daily basis, which is keeping me ever so slightly sane on maternity leave, in between caring for our newborn.
It's a really casual game. Anyone can play. I'm really enjoying how it helps me to take a little break from daily life. Sometimes one needs a little break from the seriousness of true crime, and this has definitely done that for me.
Best Fiends updates the game monthly, so there are always new levels, new characters to collect, and new challenges. This game is so seriously popular, and for a reason.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play, and let us know on social media how much you are enjoying the game.
That's friends without the R.
Best Fiends. The victims... So back to this. She's not, I mean...
I'm the victim.
She's not a victim of
in the marriage.
The victim starts to subconsciously and involuntarily sympathise and begin to emotionally bond with the captor.
Crazy.
I know.
So signs that a victim is experiencing Stockholm syndrome include firstly having a positive regard and feelings towards the captor. They often experience negative feelings towards other authorities, so such as the police. The victim may start to support both practically and emotionally their captors. Also, the captor may begin to have positive feelings towards the victim, which I'm really surprised about. I didn't realise it kind of went both ways, actually.
Yeah.
It's almost like... I don't know. Like they're just building a relationship.
Under a high stress sort of environment, isn't it?
Well, I guess though, say like you held me captive in the house.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. yeah.
But at some point, you need that human interaction, don't you? And you need to feel safe. And it's just one way of kind of your mind tricking yourself to feel safe and kind of get the things that your mind and you know,
wanting,
physically
yeah.
and emotionally that you need to keep... To keep going,
or
I guess.
Back to that survival instinct,
yeah, definitely.
Trying to achieve that, yeah.
So currently, Stockholm syndrome is not designated a real mental health diagnosis. It does have some commonalities to PTSD, however.
So that's post-traumatic
stress disorder.
Yeah.
So trauma, kind of following a traumatic experience, I guess, is the way to describe it.
Hence the post-traumatic.
Yes. Duh. However, due to it being quite rare with the lack of research, it means that, you know, it's not in any kind of diagnostic manual, such as the ICD-10, which is the one that we use in the UK. Or for American people, you'd probably be more acquainted with the DSM, Diagnostic and Statistics Manual. What a name for, like, the diagnostic book for...
Bollocks, isn't it?
It's fucking weird, isn't it? Because you don't have that in, like, physical health.
Mm.
So strange.
It's probably been called that for,
a long time. Mm. So basically, it's a syndrome. And what a syndrome is a group of symptoms, but it's not necessarily a formal diagnosis as such.
So having sort of spoke about some of the signs and, you know, basically what it is, let's briefly discuss the origins of Stockholm Syndrome. Why is it called, you know, well, we talk about syndrome, what's the Stockholm bit? I mean, it was a song, I think, wasn't it? Stockholm Syndrome by Muse many years ago. But there you go. Something completely different.
But they didn't create it.
No, they didn't create it, funnily enough, no. So, in August 1973, Jan Erik Olsson went to rob the Kreditbanken in Stockholm. So, obviously, Sweden. At the time, Olsson was on parole for robbery. He openly fired on two police officers and took four bank staff hostage over a period of 6 days. Over the 6 days... the hostages, or at least the majority of the hostages, it began to feel sympathy for Olsson and thus exhibit what is now termed as Stockholm Syndrome.
It's because it was in Stockholm that it happened. I only realised that halfway through that film.
Oh, yeah, I had to explain that to you, didn't I, my love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm clever, I swear.
Yeah, you must have been having a...
having a pregnant moment.
Having a pregnant moment.
Or just a blonde moment. Or just a Rachel moment.
Yeah, yeah, one of them. Christian
Emnark?
Anyway, she's one of the hostages. Became more afraid of the negotiating police than Olsson himself. After the incident, she stated that he treated them all kindly and felt emotionally indebted to Olsson. I think she said that she was shivering at one stage and Olsson took his coat off and gave her his coat.
Yeah, but he's holding her hostage.
And there was one of the hostages that, because they're in this big vault, which is not like that on the film, is it? But that's another. No. They're in the. And one of the hostages was getting, I think, claustrophobic. And he let her out the vault and let her walk around till she felt calmer.
Mm.
Good old Olsson.
I think they forgot that they were being held hostage at some
and
point.
Fired at two police officers, yeah. After the resolution of the hostage situation, Olsson was jailed. Some of the hostages, so in the incident, even went to visit him in prison during his 10-year sentence.
Crazy, isn't it?
So you can kind of, you know, forge in that sort of relationship when when the incident was going on, you know, high, stressful event, but actually going over it several years afterwards.
Yeah.
That's really eye-opening.
Like, because you think, okay, event is over, then somehow they kind of look back and go, what the fuck? What the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, but actually,
they were like, no, he's like actually kind of a nice guy.
Some of the hostages and one of the hostages then married him. Sorry. This incident led some psychologists to call this, Stockholm Syndrome.
So another early example, this was a year later in 1974, occurred when billionaire heiress 19-year-old Patty Hearst was kidnapped from her apartment in California. So she was kidnapped by a radical activist group. She was held captive for about 2 months and was first seen again with the same radical group taking part in a bank robbery with them in San Francisco. So a taped message was also released with her stating that she was now called Linda and that she was a voluntary member of the group. After the robbery's participants' eventual arrest, there was much debate as to whether Hearst was brainwashed or actively of her own free will was taking a participant role in the robbery, or whether she was just part of the initial plot to begin with. At first, she was jailed for 7 years for her part in the robbery. However, after serving just 2 years, the president commuted her sentence and she was freed.
Crikey, that I mean,
the way she changed her name to Linda, of all names.
Because that's another, you know, that takes it on. You know, it's not... You know, she actually, I think, you know, this, like online, you can see pictures of her in the CCTV from the bank in San Francisco. She's actually got like some kind of firearm in her hand. And
fucking hell.
So she was actually entrusted with... I mean, if it was armed. Or,
make a good movie.
Has there been a... Certainly documentary. I don't know if there has been a film, actually.
Couldn't you imagine it, though? Like, 70s style.
Yeah, there may have been a film, actually. There may have been a film. I mean, she certainly wasn't doing it for the money. Because her dad was a billionaire.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Really bizarre.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, though. There's something funny about that case.
Yeah.
Strange.
So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this, you know.
Mini Mad or Bad. We will catch you next week for a longer episode.
For the normal, usual episode.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. See you. Bye.
As always, catch us on facebook.com/madorbad. You can catch us on Twitter. Our handle is @madorbadthepod. And also, we now have a Patreon account. So please go look us up. It is patreon.com/madorbad. You can access exclusive content. We have exclusive episodes only available to Patreon supporters. So, yeah, go find us.